Whose idea was this? Was it just the staff?
It's the students' idea.
These are, we're talking A-level students, O-level students?
It's science and technology club composed of Form 1 up to Form 6.
And when are we likely to have the vehicle pro?
We have a period of 2 years by 2018 May.
But the design has already been crafted. I see some diagrams here on your program.
But it is still on its preliminary stage. We are still looking at it, amending things, but we have an idea of what we want to do.
And the name, is there a name for it?
So far we haven't come up with a name, but it's going to be a sedan car.
Sedan, okay. And yes. The assembling of the materials, is it going to be a combination of imported, or it is all going to be assembled locally or acquired locally?
It's going to be assembled locally. It's going to be manufactured locally. We are going to make our own engine and do a bit of amendments here and there, but it's going to be entirely the idea of the pupils.
Wow. So yes. This is a job.
We work in collaboration with other automobile companies that do assemble so as to get enough ideas to carry on with our project.
Then, is there funding for it?
So far, we're looking for funding. We have some fundraising activities being done by the students here at school, and we are actually looking for funding from the corporate world.
Has any checks been done in terms of comparisons with other schools? I know definitely this is a first in Zimbabwe, but other parts of the world, it appears that this particular secondary school will be, I mean your school that is, will be the first.
It is going to be the first to manufacture a car. So far, we haven't heard of any other school that has done that so far.
And how many students are we talking about here who are part of this program?
Who are going to do this?
Yes.
Who are going to actively take part in that, about 20, 25.
Between 20 and 25?
Yes.
Okay.
Composed of Form 1 up to Form 6.
Obviously, this then prepares them for the employment industry, does it not? It means that by the time they finish their high school, they'll be able to go into some sort of employment, not as mere workers, but
as employers, as they are actually learning entrepreneurship from the project that they are doing, and it's going to equip them for the outside world.
Lastly, ma'am, let me ask, do you feel that you have received or you are receiving enough backing from the authorities, the government?
We have received enough backing, yes. Today we actually had the district education officer who came to grace our occasion, and she has actually applauded the idea, and she is willing, together with her people, willing to help us in the production of the car.
You don't feel that there might be any stumbling blocks in terms of institutional, that is, government frameworks?
No, so far I don't see any stumbling block there. I actually foresee them helping us, backing us, and supporting us in every way possible.
Oh, thank you very much, ma'am. I do look forward to seeing any photos of the function today and seeing videos as well. And if you don't mind, would it be possible for us to access some sort of profile of the children who are part of this program?
That is very possible.
You're welcome, and well done for the great work you're doing, ma'am.
Failed. This is Zimai Media, broadcasting all around the world, on the spot.